Jose and his wife left Mexico and moved to the U.S. with their young children nearly 2 decades ago.
Fue por una mejor manera de vivir para mis hijos.
I came to give my kids a better life. In Mexico, it's hard to make enough to survive.
Jose is his middle name. He asked that we protect his identity since he's undocumented, as is his now 21-year-old son, who got diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder last year. Around that time, Jose says his son started acting aggressively and talked about hearing voices.
He asked us for help, but we didn't know how to help him. He'd say, "Dad, I feel like I'm going crazy."
Jose's son spent weeks in an inpatient psychiatric unit last year. Once, he began driving erratically, saying his car was telling him what to do. The next month, he talked about wanting to die and started walking in the middle of a busy street. But Jose says those hospitalizations didn't seem to make a difference, and at the time, his son didn't want more help.
He's totally lost. He says no, that he doesn't need help, but he doesn't realize the problem he has.
Jose's son agreed to talk to me, but didn't want to be recorded. He told me that last year he did meet with a therapist a few times and was taking medication he was prescribed in the hospital. He says medication helped, but without insurance, he couldn't afford $180 a month for the prescription. Back off meds, he struggled. That's a common problem for undocumented immigrants, says Carrie Chapman of the Legal Counsel for Health Justice in Chicago.
And it's just excruciating for families and for advocates. It's an incredible crisis that a vulnerable young person with serious mental illness falls through the cracks.
While undocumented children in Illinois and 5 other states can receive health insurance through Medicaid, they lose coverage at age 19. Chapman says that's right around when many people, like Jose's son, experience their first episode of psychosis. Andrea Kovac is a healthcare attorney at the Shriver National Center on Poverty Law in Chicago. She says 4 million adults living in the U.S. without legal status are uninsured and ineligible for Medicaid or insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And without treatment, their lives can spiral out of control.
Time and time again, too many young adults have entered the criminal justice system for the exact reason that there just aren't mental health services ready to help them.
That's what happened to Jose's son. Police were called after several violent outbursts at their home in Illinois. During the most recent incident in January, Jose's son was arrested after he broke a window and got into a fight with his brother-in-law. For an undocumented immigrant, criminal charges could mean deportation. At a court hearing in May, the judge gave Jose's son a warning.
If you are not a U.S. citizen, you are hereby advised that conviction of the offense for which you have been charged may have the consequences of deportation, exclusion from admission to the United States, or denial of that.
Jose's son pleaded guilty to several charges, including damage to property. He was sentenced to probation for 18 months, so as long as he stays out of trouble, he can stay out of jail. But his criminal record makes him a target for immigration officials. Jose worries about that, even though his son is back on medication and seems to be doing better.
Si llega él a ser deportado, prácticamente él va a estar perdido en México, porque él no conoce México. Me lo traje muy pequeño.
If he gets deported, he'll practically be lost in Mexico, because he doesn't know Mexico. I brought him here very young, and with his illness, where is he going to go? They're essentially putting him on the street.
Advocates say the only long-term solutions include expanding Medicaid to cover everyone regardless of legal status and creating a pathway to citizenship for people like Jose's son. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.